فرح المخلفون بمقعدهم خلاف رسول الله وكرهوا أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله وقالوا لا تنفروا في الحر قل نار جهنم أشد حرا لو كانوا يفقهون.
Those who were allowed to stay behind rejoiced at remaining behind and not accompanying the Messenger of Allah. They were averse to striving in the way of Allah with their belongings and their lives and told others, "Do not go forth in this fierce heat. Tell them, the hell is far fiercer in heat. Would that they understand."
فَلْيَضْحَكُوا قَلِيلًا وَلْيَبْكُوا كَثِيرًا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
Let them then laugh little and weep much at the contemplation of the punishment for the evil they have committed.
فَإِنْ رَجَعَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِلْخُرُوجِ فَقُلْ لَنْ تَخْرُجُوا مَعِيَ أَبَدًا وَلَنْ تُقَاتِلُوا مَعِيَ عَدُوًا إِنَّكُمْ رَضِيتُمْ بِالْقُعُودِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ فَاقْعُدُوا مَعَ الْخَالِفِينَ.
Then, if Allah brings you face to face with a party of them, and they ask your leave to go forth to fight in the way of Allah, tell them, "You shall not go forth with me, and shall never fight against any enemy along with me. You were well pleased to remain at home the first time, so now continue to remain with those who have stayed behind."
ولا تصل على أحد منهم مات أبدا ولا تقم على قبره إنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله وماتوا وهم فاسقون.
Do not ever pray over any of them who dies, nor stand over his grave. They disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger and died in iniquity. They disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger and died in iniquity.
Abdullah bin Ubay, the ringleader of the hypocrites, died sometime after the Prophet's return from Tabuk. His son, Abdullah bin Ubay, who was a sincere believer, called on the Prophet, peace be upon him, and requested him to give his gown away so that it might be used as a shroud for Abdullah bin Ubay's burial. The Prophet, peace be upon him, generously acceded to this request. Abdullah also requested the Prophet, peace be upon him, to lead the funeral prayer for Abdullah bin Ubay. Acting with the same magnanimous spirit, the Prophet, peace be upon him, promised to oblige. Although Umar tried to dissuade the Prophet, peace be upon him, from doing so in view of Abdullah bin Ubay's ignominious role in opposing Islam, the Prophet, peace be upon him, ignored his protest and did not mind praying for the forgiveness of this arch enemy of Islam. This was out of his mercy and tenderness, which embraced friend and foe alike. However, as soon as the Prophet, peace be upon him, rose to lead the funeral prayer, the above verse was revealed, forbidding him to do so. For a policy had already been laid down that no further allowance should be given to the hypocrites. They should no longer be allowed to flourish, and that there should be a total abstention from anything that might encourage them. A rule which has been derived from this incident is that the leaders of the Muslim community should not lead or offer the funeral prayer of notorious sinners. After the revelation of the above verse, the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to inquire about the conduct of the deceased before leading any funeral prayer. If the deceased was a notorious sinner, he advised the relatives of the deceased to make alternative arrangements.
وَلَا تُعْجِبَكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ إنما يريد الله أن يعذبهم بها في الدنيا وتزهق أنفسهم وهم كافرون.
Let not their riches or their children excite your admiration. Through these, Allah seeks to chastise them in this world, and that their lives will depart them while they are unbelievers.
وَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَجَاهِدُوا مَعَ رَسُولِهِ اسْتَأْذَنَكَ أُولُو الطَّوْلِ مِنْهُمْ وَقَالُوا ذَرْنَا نَكُنْ مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ.
And whenever any surah is revealed enjoining, believe in Allah and strive in His way along with His messenger, the affluent among them ask you to excuse them, saying, leave us with those who will sit back at home.
رَضُوا بِأَن يَكُونُوا مَعَ الْخَوَالِفِ وَطُبِعَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ.
They were content to stay behind with the women folk. Their hearts were sealed, leaving them bereft of understanding.
It was indeed shameful of the hypocrites that despite their physical fitness and material resourcefulness, they failed to go to the battlefront to take part in the jihad. And this though they were behind none in claiming to be Muslims. They preferred to stay back in their homes like women when they should have been on the battlefield at that critical moment. Since they had deliberately adopted this stance, they were stripped of those noble feelings which makes a man ashamed of his unbecoming conduct.
لكن الرسول والذين آمنوا معه جاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
But the messenger and those who shared his faith strove with their belongings and their lives. It is they who shall have all kinds of good. It is they who shall prosper.
أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Allah has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow. There shall they abide. That is the supreme triumph.